Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? What's that? Joey? No, I don't think he's here. Let me check. Joey?
Yes, I'm here.
Joey?
Yes.
Joey?
Yes.
He's not here.
But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Say hello to Craig Kakowski. Cacao. What's that smell?
It smells like rotten eggs, which means a gas leak.
Duck, here comes Chris Alvarado. Hey, Alvarado, when was your last dental exam?
Well, I go often, to be honest.
Often?
Yeah.
How often?
I go a lot.
A couple times a year?
A few times a year.
Yeah?
How's that for an answer?
That's perfect.
You don't need to go that often.
Open up about it.
You know, I'm a whitening open guy up. And stuff, and I have a good relationship.
You do Zoom?
With my dentist. I don't do Zoom. I do his brand and stuff. And actually, I just got a text this morning from my dentist saying, hey, man, where you at? that's true.
That's where the kind of relationship at? You have. I asked the right person. Beat the drum. It's James Heaney. Carl June Heaney, do you accept Joey Jesus Greer as your Lord and Savior?
I absolutely do.
Fluff the pillows. Vanessa Ragland is there. Vanish, mm-hmm. Are those your real teeth?
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't have the same system that
I know a guy. I got a guy.
I'm very interested. I'd love to.
Bro, where you at?
it stresses me out.
And last but check your conscience at the door if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Joey, the joy killer. Can you, in fact, turn water into urine?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Got to drink it first.
We'd like to invite all of you to become VIP members of our new Patreon page. Bonus episodes that are not available to non-Patreon members. There's a phone number just for VIPs that you can call and leave a message, be it a question, a request, or whatevs. We'll reply perhaps at one of our new video Q&A with the Alchemist at my house, which is also something only available to Patreon members. All kinds of cool shit. Please join our Supercore fans by going to patreon.com/alchemythis. That's patreon.com/alchemythis. And thank you. All of today's scene suggestions are gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, and we would love if you did, I go through them myself, and I appreciate your efforts. Please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene, in fact, comes from Jeremy, who wrote, y'all are great. Here's a scenario. It's the dead of Minnesota winter, and a hardy Minnesota mom has some guests visiting from the warm south. She drags her guests to the local Target to gather all the ingredients for her secret family hot dish recipe and her iconic Snickers salad. You serve it alongside dinner. It's not a dessert, but yes, it's full of Snickers. Maybe there's a blizzard or a power outage. I don't know. Keep the good shit coming. Jeremy!
Welcome to Target.
Okay, hey, you're going to have to say hi to the whole group. This is the whole group.
Welcome to Target.
Hey,
welcome
to Target.
This is Benny. He works at Target.
Benny.
Hey
Benny.
They got greeters now. Okay.
We're from Gainesville, Florida. Benny, nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
I brought him here because we're making the stew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make the Snickers pie, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Snickers salad. Sorry. Right. Hey. I am also making a Snickers pie, full disclosure.
All right. Hey, Benny, why don't you look at us in the eyes?
Yeah. Welcome to Target.
Hey, up here.
Yep.
What kind of greeting is this?
Benny's not really a Target employee.
Is this a what?
Oh,
what Benny's do you mean? It's fine. It's a Minnesota thing, just like my bumper sticker said. Now follow me, and we're all going to divide and conquer. I want to give you each a piece of the list. Here you go. And you do this right, and you know what's waiting to the other side of the rainbow?
All you handed us all papers that say Snickers.
Well, that's right.
Is this some sort of Gainesville scavenger hunt?
We're not in Gainesville, honey. We're in Minnesota.
This is really strange.
Hey, a pig. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Bill.
Well, who do we got here?
We got some friends in town. This is my cousin and his fam.
Hey. Oh, boy. Well,
nice it's mighty you. Cold here, man. What the hell?
Well, it's not too bad. It's about minus 10 right now.
Yeah, but they got thin skin, Bill.
they got thin skin. Don't worry. It'll thicken up while you're here.
That's right. It will.
I hope not. You ever been bit by a gator?
It makes you have pretty thick skin.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've never left Minnesota.
No? What do you do here?
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, really? You're the fellow we come to for drugs?
Well, they've got to be...
I'm just letting this happen.
They've got to be in a legal fashion, of course.
Oh, naturally.
Of course, yeah.
Are you making fun of him?
No, not at all.
I haven't seen you in 10 years. Now you come in, you insult my Target.
All right.
My pharmacist.
Let's go find...
Margo. Wake up, Margo.
Margo, hey, listen to me, okay? There's a storm coming in here. We're going to have to lock this target down. All right?
Oh, no.
No one's getting in or out. This thing is going to be blowing over for a couple days, maybe.
Was I sleeping in the storeroom?
Yeah, Margo. Yeah, you were.
Oh my God.
Hey, I mind it.
You should have woke me up.
You're tired and you need the rest.
How long have I been out?
12, 14 hours.
Oh, Jim, you got to wake me up.
Margo,
my kids are at home.
Mama, I'm here.
Oh, how'd you get
it? I brought them over there.
You haven't.
Jim, yeah, come on.
You haven't been home.
Oh, it's because Mummy fell asleep again.
Again.
But Jim saved the day, didn't he?
Hey, Minnesota, huh? Am I right?
Okay, well, the storm's coming, and there's no one I'd rather hunker down with.
So I gotta lock it down, all right? And I think the best thing we can do
is still waking up. I got sleep in my eyes.
You shouldn't tell the customers. That's just my gut, but you tell me.
I am the manager. I go with you. I defer to you. I just woke up.
All right, I'm going to go secretly lock the doors.
What the hell is this, a beanbag chair? What do they sell here in Minnesota, Target?
I believe it is a beanbag chair.
It's made of beans.
Okay, Leon, you need to cool it a bit.
Why?
You're insulting everything in this damn Target, and I love this Target.
$71 for a beanbag chair.
Leon, I haven't seen you in 10 years, okay?
Right.
And now you're coming, you're staying with me, you're accepting my hospitality. You got to change your attitude.
Why do you keep making a big deal about how long it's been?
What? Well, because this is odd that you'd be so persnickety when I've opened my home to you.
All right.
Pepperoni sleeve tasting. Pepperoni sleeve
tasting. I'll take three.
There you go. This is just a little packet. Just taste that. What do we also have to try? Some pepperoni sleeve paper?
Oh, you're too good for it?
Well, I'm not a big fan.
Down in Gainesville.
You don't like pepperoni?
We don't eat pork.
Hey, man. Yeah. You know what? Okay. What's in that pepperoni?
Well, we have three different flavors. I got cherry, applewood.
Why'd you ask that question? Now he ain't going to stop talking.
Don't insult him.
That's a good point.
I don't have to keep talking.
Thank you very much.
Terry, you can keep talking.
No, thank you.
Peg, out of respect, if you know, I'm a new
Terry, keep going.
Community member.
Beat it.
You want me to beat
Scram.
It? Okay.
You ever eat gator?
What's wrong with this kid? Hey, Leon, one of your kids is an asshole.
I got a name.
What is it? I don't know it.
Eyeball.
Because of the big eyeball you got tattooed on your head?
Maybe.
Eyeball graduated number one in his class, so...
What kind of class was it? How many kids?
Juvenile hall, too.
That's what I thought.
That's what you thought?
Yeah.
You thought that?
That is the vibe I got.
That makes you very smart.
Well, thank you very much.
Look, Daddy, why don't you tell her why we're even here anyway? It hasn't been 10 years for no goddamn reason. We don't want to see you. We're on the run. All right, Daddy? I'm just going to tell her. We are on the run.
Oh, son, don't do this.
Oh, hey there, Peg. Funny
Jim.
Running into you again.
Yeah, but it is funny, isn't it?
I thought I was on my way out, but they locked the front door. So
what do you mean?
Yeah, well, I guess this whole Target's on lockdown.
No,
so,
they don't lock the door.
Lockdown. What the hell are they talking about?
Don't worry about it. I got this. Hey, Jim, are you, seeing anybody?
Well, you know, since Molly passed,
God rest her, yeah.
God rest her. It's been 5 years now, and it's been tough.
It's been a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah, a lot
of... Man needs a Snicker salad, you know.
Oh, well, I never say no to a Snicker salad.
Uncle Guff, Daddy.
Eyeball, you need to find some guns in here.
Oh, yeah, this seems pretty strange.
I think that's lockdowns to get us.
I think it's to get us.
I think
also.
This lockdown.
Well, they ain't gonna get us.
They
got glass walls. We'll walk right through that shit.
Listen, I brought a couple.
Do any of you work here?
No.
You're all wearing red polo shirts.
Oh, that's my bad.
My bad.
You can't
too,
do that
I guess.
At a Target.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
She's got a point.
But we could probably help you with
the doors are locked.
The door. I mean, we know the doors are locked.
The doors are locked.
They won't be locked for long.
And
it ain't because
of my cartwheel app isn't working.
What's a cartwheel app?
What's an app?
It's the savings program you use at Target. It's a cartwheel app.
What happens on it?
Well, it's how you get your coupons. It's how you redeem your coupons, and it's not working. Can one of you figure this out for me?
Sure. We can figure it out. Eyeball, put her items in your bag. Yeah. We'll walk out with them.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You get a complete discount.
Yeah. Just a couple more boxes and we're done stocking. You know what I heard is going on with this whole lockdown thing?
What's it going on with the big talk lockdown thing?
Say again?
You know what I said? What's going on down with the lockdown?
You seem kind of fidgety, man. You all right?
No. This is the normal, I'm a little nervous. It's a big storm.
Man, you are bouncing all over the place,
man. Here, drink a thing, sugar-free Red Bull.
You want a drink of sugar?
No. Darrow.
Oh, you thought he drank a sugar-free?
No, Darrow did. Yeah.
And then he was all jacked up?
Yeah, he's all jacked up. He drank a whole crate of sugar-free Red Bull.
You drank a whole crate of sugar-free Red Bull?
I thought that if I was sugar-free, I wouldn't get
too fidgety, but the sugar-free still hit me hard.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the sugar-free. It has everything to do with the taurine and everything
taurine?
Else.
Yeah. Well, my mistake. My mistake.
I'm not judging you. I'm like, just saying you should have, you know.
But, well, my heart, it doesn't feel very good right
no,
now.
No, you should honestly stop boxing and just sit down.
Hey, did you guys hear about the lockdown?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you heard
what
this.
What the hell's happened?
This is what I heard was happening. I heard that there was a military facility right up there, right up on the ridge over there.
Right? And
they
were that's doing not news.
Crazy portal opened up, and then all these animals are coming out.
What are you talking about?
He's making that up.
You're writing short stories.
I'm telling you right now, this is an original idea. So if this is any way associated with anything that's
what kind of animals are coming to?
I'm talking like some giant alien things, like from a different dimension.
You said animals.
Yeah, well, they could be animals from another planet, okay?
Anals?
Anals, all right? And these things are coming out, and then when we're trapped here, maybe there's going to be a religious moment. You know what I mean? Maybe people are going to switch over and be like, hey, we're going to start our own religion.
Hey, Tommy?
Yeah.
I just asked about the lockdown.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're spitballing a short story for Rod Serling.
I'm telling you right now, there's something in that blizzard.
Tommy?
Yeah.
I've asked the wrong person.
All right.
But the thing with a Snickers salad is it's so hard to find the right balance, you know.
Oh,
because
I do know, Jim. You stay tuned.
Too much kale, and it feels like
it feels too crunchy. It feels too crunchy
and like health food.
Yeah, I'm not in Los Angeles, exactly.
Exactly, and too many Snickers, and it feels like dessert.
It's
you
too
know?
Sweet. Well, what I make, I promise you, it is not dessert.
Attention, Target customers.
Okay, we have to hold on. Attention, for a second. I want to listen to this, Jim. So okay. I'm going to have
no,
to stop talking.
Okay. No, me too. I'd love to hear the announcement.
Okay, let's put a pin in there.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I better stop talking now.
I better too.
Because they're making the announcement. We're talking over it now. Yeah.
Sorry for that to inconvenience you. I'll come back in another time.
No. It's okay. No. Make the announcement.
Well, so yeah, I do strike a balance.
Excuse me, sir. You work here?
Yes, I do.
I notice you don't carry any firearms.
No, sir, we do not. No, it's a Target.
Okay, now...
Get to the point, eyeball. Tell them why we're here.
I will, Daddy.
I don't know where to look at. The one on your forehead or the two one that are where they're supposed to be?
None of your business.
All right.
Yeah. What do you have here in this store that would make for a good weapon?
Lethal. Wow.
Deadly.
Wow, a lot of things. You can sharpen most of the items in the store itself.
Do you have any things that are already sharp?
Trying
everything
to keep
okay here?
Yeah, Margot, everything's all right.
I feel so well rested. I just want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're so nice. This guy let me sleep 14 hours.
Oh, come on.
No, I won't stop.
Come on.
I'm not stopping. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You know, it's not often that you work for a manager that understands who you are as a human being.
Does she understand what the firearms are?
I think she understands what firearms are.
Oh, we don't have any firearms because we're Target.
Yeah, we're Target. We're just
a Target.
You get like a bow and arrow, that sort
bless
of thing.
You.
No, we got a Velcro bow and arrow in the toddler Velcro. Section.
But you know what? Before we move on to the weapons, I want to say I do relate. I relate to working with a manager that gets you.
Eyeball, don't do this.
Now, this guy here, he's my daddy.
Oh, well, you got to make me cry.
But he's also my boss.
Big old make me
and
cry.
I mean that in the best way because it is a respect not issue the, here.
Yeah.
Must be what you two feel.
Wow, this is getting me emotional here.
Me too. I don't want to lose it at work, but I feel this because you know what? As a manager, it is not often that you get to have someone who respects you genuinely and not just as a leader, but as a person. And I'm going to say it as a woman.
There it is.
Okay.
You're a human being. I see that.
I see that you're a human being. And you know what? You deserve everything.
Daddy, you deserve everything.
Ball, I love you. Now find something everything. We can sharpen and break
right.
out of the shithole.
Very well.
So you're just going to get these to go or should I put them on layaway for you or how do you want to?
Well, yeah, I'd like them on layaway, I think. All right. Yeah.
Great. So we got towels. Looks like you got some cartons of milk. You want that laid away?
It's probably best to put the cartons of milk on the layaway.
All right, all right.
If and, that's all right.
Is it me or there's just sick people all over the place in this Target?
It really, I'm starting to notice it more and more. Yeah.
I don't want to freak you out, but word is that there's some alien animals in the blizzard. Getting people sick.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. Looks like they're in the blizzard and they're coming in and they... there it is. So, obviously, I can check you out. You can't leave. But feel free to... Oh, bless you. This is an original idea I had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So yeah.
Everything okay over here?
Yeah, everything's good, Margo.
This is the express line, so you need to move at a pace.
Yeah, I'm just chatting it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You ought not chat it up because it's an express line. Yeah.
But
should I do the self-checkout?
Well, if you do, I lose the job.
Oh, hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, hey there, Margot.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
You still single?
Well, you know, it's been 5 years since Molly passed.
Oh, shit.
God rest
you know,
her.
The place still smells like her, you know, to be honest.
Oh, well, it would be hard to get that smell
out. Is her body still there?
No, the body is still not there. No, we buried her per tradition.
You must do that in the springtime because you couldn't bury a body now. You know, I had an uncle who died. We couldn't bury him for 5 months. Had to keep him above ground because it was frozen straight through.
That's nuts.
Is it? Is your place haunted? Is that why you smell her?
Well, it is haunted, but that's a different thing entirely.
Uncle. Here's what I got. I got wire hangers I think if we undo, we could whip people with.
Sure. Is everybody finding their Snickers?
I found my Snickers right away. It was in the candy aisle.
And I was next to him, so I found mine.
Well, we're going to have to get going on this.
Peg.
We're under lockdown. I don't know if you're aware, but I'm thinking if we hole up in the home goods area, we can make the Snickers salad in-house.
Peg, we got to be honest with you.
Okay, eyeball.
There's a reason why you haven't seen us in 10 years.
You told me you're on the lam.
No.
Yeah, you did tell her.
But what? No.
But wait. You didn't tell her that part. I don't think you should tell her that part.
There's a reason why we haven't seen you in 10 years.
Can you get to it?
We're here now because we're on the lam.
Right.
The 10 years is we don't agree with your religious philosophies.
Why not?
Well, we don't believe that there's a higher power.
Okay.
So that's why we haven't seen you in 10 years.
Well, I don't care what you believe.
The point he's dancing around is that we're all God.
Wow. Okay, Leon. Okay, that's a narcissist thing to say. We're all God.
Is it? If you accept the Lord,
he's inside of you. Listen, I don't care what you believe in as long as it's what, you know, similar to what I believe in.
Similar?
And you also keep it to yourself.
No. You see, that's the thing, Aunt Peg. We have an original idea here. One that we came up with on our own.
You realize we're on lockdown in a Target in the blizzard. I got a salad to make. Jim's going to maybe get out if they open that door. I've been trying to snag him.
They're coming for us. This ain't a blizzard lockdown.
Who's coming for you?
Them.
Who?
So what do I owe you for today?
Looks like comes out to $217.42.
Oh, boy. Okay. So you said you thought there's alien animals here?
I'll tell you right now. That's what I've been hearing. And it's
Are you guys still chatting?
Well, we're still chatting it up. Sorry.
You got to finish up the transaction.
There's just not a line, Margot. He's the only one.
No, but it's the principle of the thing.
No, I'll take the hit on this one. Like, once my mouth gets motoring, you know, it's hard for me to stop.
Okay, we're going to have to take a pause because there's got an announcement coming through.
But I want to tell you this.
I do want to hear about because, by the way,
you guys have to wrap it up. We better listen.
I know. I think the announcement's happening now.
I just put a pin in where we're at.
We're talking over it.
Yes, because I don't want to forget.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. That was the end of the lesson. Kind of open and close.
Oh, just a series of chimes, huh?
So, it's an original idea, but it's what I heard. Do you get me?
No, not at all.
So, I heard it through the grapevine, that this idea that I had. And
hey, I can't find a price on these towels.
Oh, it's on the inside? The tag should be on the inside?
Yeah, there's no tag.
There's no tag.
No, I don't understand. Do I just take these?
There's no tag. No, you can't. Hold on, sir.
Don't freak out.
Can I walk with you over to the towel section?
Sure, I've spent the last 42 minutes over there looking for a tag.
No, sir.
Just.
Holy shit! What the fuck's on the glass?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, what do we got here?
Oh, no.
Is that a cyclops?
Welcome.
Barry, get away from there, Barry.
Welcome.
Well, this guy's big.
That's a big guy. I'm glad we got the doors locked.
You don't think he can get through the glass?
It's glass.
Right.
He would need a diamond to cut through it. It's my understanding of glass.
Margo!
Where were you?
Yes.
There's a monster outside.
I know. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I was right here. I can see it.
Okay.
But thank you for trying to tell me.
Daddy, Uncle, I think you know what it's time for us to do.
We are also aliens.
We are God. You are God.
I'm up to my elbows in mayo trying to make this fucking Snickers salad by myself over here.
Woo!
I hope that's quenched your thirst, Jeremy.
All right, now we're from our sponsor, Audible. It's that time of year. We're thinking about gift giving. We're thinking about gift getting. What do we do? How about an audiobook? You can give this to someone. You don't even got to see them. The perfect way to escape family members. Chris, you got an audiobook that you were loving, right?
Yes, I just loved Sally Rooney's Conversations with Friends. It was brilliant.
Awesome. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
And you can choose three titles every month, one audiobook and two exclusive Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else.
Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. Choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com/alchemy or text alchemy to 500-500.
That's awesome. I love it. I love Audible. I love audio.
Thank you.
That address one more time is audible.com/alchemy or text alchemy to 500-500.
Scene number two comes from McKay, another email from last year. Hopefully, it won't sound familiar, but I like to go through and find the ones that were missed. This one's from McKay. He says, I am a door-to-door salesman, and I sell pest control. I have some weird experiences and hear of some people on my team doing some weird things to get customers to buy the product. My idea is to act out an encounter at the door of a potential customer where the salesperson won't leave no matter what the homeowner says.
That's terrifying.
It's called a robber, I think.
This leads to neighborhood watch being called, eventually the police,
okay,
and so on. Thanks for keeping my commutes interesting, and keep up the good work, McKay. What is it again that this thing does?
Look, you spray it on a dog or whatever, it dies.
Right.
Okay.
We don't have dogs.
It doesn't matter, man. It's pesticide, okay?
All right.
Look, we gotta sell this shit, okay?
Okay.
No. Look at, okay, no, give me a second. Let me just look in this.
Was this part of the sales pitch?
Yes, man. Did you not get the text I sent you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then I lost my phone. All right. Let's see. Right, I look good. Okay. How do I smell?
You smell great.
Great. Okay. You smell good too.
What are you guys doing outside my door?
We're selling.
I was just leaving. I don't really have any time.
Let's
work.
Let's go back inside.
Me? No, you guys can't come in.
We're from Petey's Pest Control.
I'm sorry. I'm on my way to work. I gotta go.
Yeah, we're on the way. We're working now, come on.
Yeah, we'll give you a ride.
Excuse me. What are you guys doing outside my door?
Is this a duplex?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Why don't both of you go inside to one? Let's get all this. Yeah, but you go in his place.
What are you guys doing down there?
Come up.
I'm up here.
Hey, oh, come down.
One floor up.
What's going on down there?
Right, I don't know. Here, grab my hand.
Okay.
Grab his hand. Okay,
we're having a party.
Come on, let's go up
there.
Listen,
this is awkward.
Okay, do you mind if we come in?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
No, right. I do mind.
Yeah, I heard you. All right.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry.
Great, okay.
Have you guys noticed fleas or ticks or termites?
No.
Nope. I don't have any.
Do you have a dog?
Sure, no. You have no furniture?
No.
I don't worry about my place.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's that is weird.
It's clean.
Did you just move in?
No.
She's been neighbors forever.
I've been here a while.
That is creepy.
Where do you sleep?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, where do you sleep?
I'm worried.
We're gonna inspect.
I sleep in the bedroom.
We're going to inspect for pests.
There is a coffin in there. Are you vampiring it up? What's going on here?
I'm not a vampire. It's not a coffin.
This
it's a box.
Is why you never want to host.
Yes, it's why I never want to host.
Because she's a vampire.
I'm not a vampire.
Does your pesticide kill vampires?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely, it does.
I'm not
garlic-based.
Great job. Yes, it's garlic-based.
I'm not a vampire. Vampires are not real.
Well, let's find it out.
No, don't aim that at me.
Okay.
Don't aim that at me. Show your cross, Timmy.
Listen, I really got to go to work.
Bill, this is weird, though.
Of course it's weird. It's really freaky.
Where do you work, sir?
It's not that freaky that I don't have furniture.
It's freaky, and it's a carpeted apartment. It's freaky.
I prefer it like this.
All right. It's just vacuous.
I did Marie Kondo.
And you put everything away?
All the way with that.
Nothing brought me joy.
Okay, where do you work?
Bill Mike's works at
Plumbing.
Mike's Plumbing.
I'm going to call Mike's Plumbing. Hold on right now.
Hold on 1 second.
Mike's.
Hey, Mike. Hey, hi. This is not Mike. Oh, okay. Well, who is it?
This is Ted.
Oh, Ted. Okay. Is Mike, do you work with Mike?
There is no Mike. It's just the name of the business.
Okay. Well, do you know Ted?
Yeah, Ted.
Okay, great. Ted, I'm here with, what was your name?
Bill.
I'm here with Bill, and he's sick as shit. Bill, I don't know his fucking... What's your last name?
He knows who I am.
He doesn't know you. What's your last name?
He knows.
Like, she didn't say what to do if nothing brought you joy.
Okay, what's your last name?
Peterson.
But Bill Peterson. You know Bill Peterson?
The only Bill that works there.
Yeah.
You know that guy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
what's going on? Talk to me about it. What's going on? What history you got?
I mean, he works for me, but...
Are you at work right now?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Stay right there. Hey, you stay here. I'm gonna go to Ted.
You got it.
Sherry, okay. Where's the shampoo? Where's any soap?
Just leave me alone.
I'm not mad at you.
I didn't invite you in.
Nothing. You have nothing. You don't have a towel.
If I know people were coming over, I would get soap.
What, miss, did you go from a prison cell right into this apartment?
I used to have things.
What happened?
I watched Marie Kondo and I read the book about sparking joy and I went through item by item and it was after a breakup and nothing brought me joy. And
nothing?
And now I do have a vacuum.
A vacuum brings you joy.
I mean it.
So this is a C pipe, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Anyway, so...
Yeah, your whole hand can get in there.
That's wild. I got tiny hands. What's up with Bill?
Look, I want to fire the guy, but I just don't have the heart to do it.
So you're looking for someone to fill the job?
Would you do it for me?
Oh, I'm... Yeah, I mean, I could be a hire. Yeah, and then I could... yeah, totally.
Would you fire him for me?
I'd fire him for you. Not a problem. And while I'm here, why don't you take a look at these pesticide pills? Huh?
So what, I just pop one in my mouth? Or...
any pesties that are inside you?
No. Oh, I need some water.
No, you
that
don't
was
need
not
you.
A good idea to
just,
swallow it
just,
dry.
Just have another one. Have
That's
another.
Like a horse pill. Oh, God.
All right. Yeah, I don't know how many you're supposed to take.
Hey, Ted, good to see you again back in the doctor's office. Now, I got some good news and some bad news for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, doctor. I gave you the wrong papers.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Just in the nick of time.
This is pretty
this is
average
fine.
Stuff.
This is normal news.
Yeah, you're bad at your job. You are bad at your job. Now, Ted, I'm looking
Let's
here.
Let's start with the good news.
Okay, well, it's changed because it's a different file.
Okay.
It's all good news.
Oh, great.
Yep. Yeah, you have no more pesties in you.
Oh, whoops.
What's that?
I'm so sorry to do this. I don't know. You could keep going with that, and then he could come back later and think it's something else.
I see.
I have one more file.
A little switcheroo. Okay, yeah. Let's pretend.
I got no more pesties?
Well, hold
My
on.
Pesties shrunk?
New information just came in. New information. You are full of pesties, and you have poison inside of you.
What?
Full of pesties and full of poison.
I thought you told me my pesties hadn't even dropped.
That was for Mr. Lawrence, who you are not. She's not great at what she does.
I am great at what I want to do.
But what she wants to be is an artist, and she's a great artist.
Thank you.
You're saying I'm full of pesties.
And poison.
And poison.
That's right.
What's your recommended course
I'm gonna
of
defer
action?
To the artist in the room.
Oh, this is a first.
Come on.
Thank you, Dr. Cosgrove.
Yeah.
I think use this pain to propel you into your next project.
Boom. Eastern.
All right. So you want to book a flight to Florida? Is that correct?
Yeah. Gainesville. Okay. Is there an airport there?
There is an airport there. It's the only airport in Florida. Let's see here. We got two planes available. One of them you have
I'm to... just going to need one.
Okay. Well, one of them you're going to have to fly. The other one you can just be a passenger in.
I'll do the one where I'm a passenger, okay. I think.
So I see that one is filled up. So what I'll do is...
It just got filled?
It just got filled. So let's do this. Let's have you, if you want, crash in my place.
Hey, Bob, did you find me that pilot yet for Flight 321?
Almost.
I can do it.
Shit. Is this my pilot?
Yeah, I can do that.
Were you just standing there when
I'm going to Gainesville.
And you can fly?
Yes.
Huh.
Absolutely.
We got our pilot.
Absolutely.
Okay. Easy peasy, huh? My job is easy.
I love to fly.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I was born with a pair of wings. And then God took them and said, I'm no angel, so now I got to get a new pair.
Well, I'm the captain. Where'd you train?
I was trained, I guess, in the sky.
Well, for sure. We all train in the sky eventually. Over what town, city, state?
Diamond Bar, California.
Oh, great spot.
That's a beautiful spot. Great place to fly. Nice and flat. If I could just have the keys to the plane.
Ted, we actually found a pilot for the Gainesville flight.
Okay, that's great. I'm sorry. There's just a lot's happening this morning.
Yeah. What's going on?
I just found out I'm full of poison, and I went straight to the airport to book a flight.
Oh, you got to turn that pain into art?
Yeah.
Oh,
turn that pain into art.
Yeah, you know, this is going to sound... I don't know if I already pitched it. Do you want to come and crash at my place for a little bit?
How would that help?
Sherry, I don't understand how and why the coffin brings you joy, though.
It's not a coffin. It's a box.
Oh.
It's a box.
Just that guy called it a coffin. And
I know.
I can
everyone's calling it a coffin, but it's a wardrobe box.
Bill, are you going to be late for work, or...
I lost my job.
Wait, what do you mean?
What?
When did this happen?
Just happened. I got a call when I finally slipped out. There's fucking cockroaches all over the place in here. What is this?
Just leave me alone. I didn't invite you in.
Now, would your pesticides get rid of her cockroaches?
I think they're fine. I don't want them gotten rid of.
Well, knock those cockroaches right the hell out is what it'll do.
Okay. Please leave my home. I do love it here.
Well, these cockroaches are coming out of your pants.
Wait, what are you doing?
What's the problem?
Are you bringing bugs into people's homes?
No, I would never do that. Ah, damn it. Get over here.
They are coming out of your pants.
All right. It's an old trick in the business. I'm so sorry.
You put cockroaches in your pants?
I'll remove them for free. I feel terrible.
Wait, I would like the group to turn
it. Gentlemen, all right, listen up. Cockroaches in your pants. Now, they will bite. They will bite, all right?
How many we got to put in there?
As many as you can fit. Now, you are going to be wearing loose cargo pants, okay?
Duh.
That means a lot.
Doi.
All right, now.
Where did you get the cockroaches from?
We breed them.
Uh-huh.
Breed them.
How many you got in your pants right now?
Are these pills safe to swallow?
Yes, they are. Everyone take one. Let's all take one.
Can I bring lava?
Can you bring lava?
Lava.
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 All right, welcome, folks, to Flight 231. My co-pilot's got a few things to say. Let's put her on the mic, if you don't mind. Co-pilot, take her away.
Is it on?
It is on.
Am I talking to them?
They're talking to the passenger.
The people in the back can hear me.
All of them?
Even though I can't see them.
That's exactly right.
That was trippy as fuck.
It's an intercom.
Okay.
Stewardess?
Yes. Which one? probably it's stewardess, so that's me.
Okay.
Not you, Sam.
Listen, this is kind of an emergency.
Whatever.
I'd like to get off this plane before we take off. It just sounds like, please, it's clear that there's one person up there that is not in touch with what it means to be a pilot or a co-pilot.
Was it clear?
Please.
I'm looking at buttons, y'all. And y'all are all snuggled away in your seats, and I want y'all to know I do appreciate the trust you're putting in me. We're going to be cruising at 4,900 knots today, and everybody...
Sam.
Yeah. Can you give me a second?
I can't.
Okay.
I need Diet Coke, and I need sweet tea now.
Yeah, got
it. So please fill the stations as you are required to.
You got it. Great.
Look at me in the eye, Sam. Thank you.
Yeah.
I let you go up my shirt, over my bra, every time this plane takes off. And that's not good enough for you.
No, it's not. It's not because
Sam, look at me.
I want a relationship.
It's your first time flying?
Oh, no, I fly all the time. I've just never flown in this.
My first time.
This is not a normal flight. Yeah. You and I should.
Oh, really? It's not.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
So what I want everybody to do is look at their neighbor. Look into their eyes. Say, okay, I got you, buddy.
All right, making eye contact.
I got you, buddy.
Fight, Seb. You can grab my butt.
No, I want a relationship.
Grab
I don't want
my butt.
I don't care about grabbing your butt. I
couldn't help it over here. This is inappropriate.
Yeah, thank you.
For what?
Thank you.
You shouldn't be offering your body as a thing. And
why?
You shouldn't be saying it's not enough.
No, why? I want love.
I'm telling the airline.
Ma'am, have you ever offered your body as a thing?
No, I'm a secret flyer.
Maybe that's your problem. You're a secret flyer?
Oh.
Secret's out. You're flying.
Hiya. Do you guys want to split a bottle of wine with me right now? It's okay. Look, here, just take a little one,
Yeah, I'll get a bottle of
wine. This is nuts. You know that stewardess that's been walking around?
Yeah.
Well, we have a relationship. It's just, I can't believe I'm opening up to y'all. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm a steward.
Are stewardesses those people who were
magicians? Is that what you're asking?
What?
Were you asking if they were
I've
magicians?
Never flown before.
Oh, my God. First time?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe
sky.
I shouldn't be in a middle seat.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Cheers, y'all. Cheers.
Cheers.
Take a dare. Oh. We're in the air. A flying airplane.
You know, can I just say something right now? That new pilot is... They're going to fucking crash.
They're going to fucking crash. Exactly right.
Well,
look
shit,
how far
y'all,
away
we are in the air, y'all. Shit and fucking everything else. This is your pilot speaking, and we are in the air, and it's going good. So I'm amazed.
Sherry, open the door. Open the door.
No.
Come out.
No.
It's just you in a soapless bathroom full of cockroaches.
Stop talking about how empty my house is.
And that scene too.
Poor Sherry.
Hey, Alchemist.
We've done this one.
listened to your podcast since the beginning, and it provides so much needed levity to my work day. Not to pick favorites, but I especially enjoy Vanessa. And James. My scene suggestion comes from my current work situation. A company is pushing its employees to higher and higher productivity, including extra hours, and everyone is getting understandably burnt out. There is one annoying employee trying to keep a positive attitude. Can't wait to hear what you all come up with. Keep it up, Aaron. Oh, God, I can't stand working here. I just can't take it. I can't do this anymore. Somebody kill me.
Getting done, super productive.
Hey, Bill.
Loving work. Yep.
Bill. Tell me how to turn this boat around, man.
But turn this boat around?
I just want it all to end.
Just want it all to end? Hold on 1 second.
I don't want to be here.
Oh, let's just take a quick break.
We're being pushed.
Hey, no breaks!
Whoa.
No breaks! Nobody stop for a second.
His bag.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Pieces of shit, you pieces of dumb food.
Ow. So what's got you down?
I can't take the hours. I can't work more than 8 hours a day, man.
Oh, come on. It doesn't get fun until 12 is up.
Oh, how do you do it? What's your secret? Just tell me.
I go home and I just work a little more and I keep it for myself.
What?
It's just, you know what? It's like the first hour or two is just getting yourself revved up to work. Once you're started, you can
keep
going.
Why are we chatting?
I'm so sorry.
That's it? You just keep a positive attitude?
I mean, you'd be surprised what you can do with a positive attitude.
Hey!
Ow! Ow, that's my collarbone.
Why are we chatting?
I'm sorry, I was just
trying
to...
Don't we have work to do?
Oh, that doesn't take that much pressure to break a collarbone.
Explain your job in two sentences.
To take these screws and make sure that they're tightly fastened onto this pump.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm looking over your resume here. Wow, Yale.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Now, do you know what it is we do here?
I have no idea.
Okay. That was kind of my issue. You seem overqualified, frankly.
Okay.
We take screws and we tighten them onto pipes.
So, like, I just need a job, lady.
Hmm. Okay. Now, this is what I would call a hostile work environment.
Uh-huh.
You see these whips? These aren't just for show.
Okay.
We use them.
On the employees?
On the employees.
All right.
You still in?
Yeah. How much does it pay?
$11 an hour. So every hour you make $11.
Really?
So like 60 minutes, boom, 11. No 60, boom, 11.
Hey, I couldn't help it over here. I'm in the cubicle next door. Congratulations on your education,
thank you,
by the way.
Yale.
I never thought of it like that. Every hour.
So like somebody's going around handing out $11 bills?
Just about.
On the hour?
I always just thought of it as, you know, just you get it when you get it. But that is a great way to pass the
Tina,
time.
Christina, watch. Like, boom. Another $11 that you didn't have, you now have.
I love that, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. Toodaloo.
By the way, your back's bleeding.
You know, it's fine.
Okay.
Can you break this $11 bill?
Sure. How would you like it?
Six $1 bills and then a 10.
All right. Wait. No, that's $16.
Is it?
You know, can I call my manager over for a second?
Yeah.
Charlie?
Yeah.
This gentleman want to change for $11 bill.
What? This is a 7-Eleven where people come in and open up, and I'm just getting sick and tired of it. Give the man what the fuck he wants.
Okay.
And here I will take one of these.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you said a $20 bill.
I said a $10 bill.
Right, so $20 plus the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there you go.
Thank you. And where's the $10 bill, asshole?
So you don't want to take this 20?
I'm taking it. You're giving it. Where's what I asked for?
Oh, you want the 10?
I want to do what that guy's doing.
Just a minute, ma'am.
I want $40.
For what?
Ma'am, for this
fucking pack of gum.
Ma'am, what? Where is the sign outside of the 7-Eleven that says, come in and tell us how you're fucking feeling?
I don't know, but that guy's getting, he only wanted $16. He's getting $26, maybe $36.
And how
if
is
he
that
pushes.
Your business?
Well, it became my business when it became in my purview. And now I want $40
purview.
For this pack
purview.
Of gum.
This is your fault, by the way.
How?
Yeah.
Baby, how was your day at work?
Good.
You thinking about joining any of those nonprofits or maybe one of those big old banks to get a job doing something there?
No.
All right. That Yale degree is kind of just sleeping on the shelf.
Look, degrees don't work. People do.
Right, yeah, but, you know, they're kind of like the fuel for the brain and all that, and so it's just a way to, you know, get people to know who you are, what you've done. You want to get that? I'm washing dishes, babe.
Babe, can you get it?
Oh, God, hello?
Yes, hello. This is Professor Rogerson. I'm wondering if Steve is there.
Yes, of course. Professor, it's your old Professor Rogerson, the guy who said he's going to give you that big
time.
I
don't know, Professor Rogerson.
He's the guy who said he's going to give you that big job after college.
Look, I walked with $8 $11 bills today. Okay?
That's not a
real
lot.
Money.
That's not a lot.
That's man's work.
Baby, just take the call. Just,
I tighten screws into pipes all day.
Just take the call. He's right here.
All right. Fine.
Steve?
Professor.
Listen, if you're not responding to my emails and I saw your
phone. I don't have an email.
That must be it. I have the wrong email. I had steve.a@gmail.com. That's not you?
That's a guy. I don't look.
That's the email you gave me at the time. I still have that job, and we'd love to have you over here.
What's the job again?
You're making nails.
Look, you can take your highfalutin nail-making job. I've got a real man's job.
What's that?
I'm tightening screws under pipes, okay?
Whoa. What's that pay?
$11 an hour.
Are you serious?
A fresh $11
bill. Every hour?
Right out. Yes, every hour.
Somebody come.
Professor, you went in on this?
I do.
Hey, Professor. Hi, welcome.
Yes, yes.
So you are a recommendation here at this company.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now,
thank you.
Show us here your previous experience. You were making $136,000 a year.
Tell him the thing.
As a professor again.
Tell him the thing.
This is going to blow his mind.
Yes, I had 10 years as well.
So, okay, so you have a couple choices. You can keep making $136,000 a year.
Or.
Right. So you're waiting every year to get paid.
What's the hour rate?
So, well, wow, you just blew. Okay, this feels less special.
No, keep going.
Well, because he already has.
Get the momentum back.
Okay, all right. So a whole year,
right?
You can make that much money, or every single hour you work here, I'm talking every hour that you are in this building,
right?
$11 an hour.
Whoa. Not every hour.
Watch this. And she just made another $11.
I use the clock as a time to count how much money I'm making.
So when an hour goes by and you drop off $11.
I don't drop it off.
I've never seen cash before.
What are you?
What
I'm a professor.
You? Oh.
Oh.
So it's $11 an hour for the internet cafe?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Okay, let me just log in here.
Can I get that first $11
Oh, yeah,
me?
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
And that is
Steve, can you spot me?
Gmail.com.
Can you spot me?
Uh-huh.
I didn't bring $11, but I need to get online.
I don't know you.
Can you spot me? I saw in your wallet.
I guess.
I saw in your wallet.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm steven.a@gmail.com.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhear what you're saying. I'm steve.a@gmail.com. You're steven.a@gmail.com?
Uh-huh.
What are the fucking chances?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what the chances are. 2 in 26 billion.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're loved.
Here's your cappuccino.
Thank you.
Is that your computer?
It's the cafe's computer.
That's what I thought. Could you get your shit off of it?
I just want to make it more like my home.
Right, but it isn't. It belongs to the cafe.
Okay. I could take off the Beanie Babies.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Let me know if you need anything else.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus.
My mail.
What does the A stand for?
Almion.
Oh.
Check my... I don't have any new messages. Okay. Well, all right. Thank you for the internet cafe.
Are you sure you don't want to stay a little bit longer?
It's just so... He spilled his cappuccino on me.
Oh, my God. Are you all right?
I have a burn. I'm suing this place for everything.
No, wait. Don't
I'm
go.
Suing this place for
please
everything.
Please don't. This is just a small mom and pop internet cafe.
I'm
a lawyer.
Oh, wait. You
I'm
guys don't need
you.
To talk to each other.
I'm a lawyer.
Come on. You don't
help
have to...
me. Let's take him for everything.
Oh, stop it. You didn't even pay it $11. You're just standing here gawking at other people's...
Okay. So let me get this straight. You killed somebody in the
room? No.
What is the case?
The person died because they... lawyer, so anything I can say...
Hey, this is a 7-Eleven, for God's sakes.
Hey, this is my client.
Where the fuck are these people?
This is my client. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Hey, but to be fair, I can talk about it if I want.
I want $100 in that hot dog.
I killed the lawyer because he was offering to represent the burnt girl.
Damn, those hot dogs look good.
Are you even paying attention?
Yes,
to this?
10, yes. 20, 30.
Okay, go for it. You killed the
killed
girl.
The 50. Guy. No, and I didn't kill the girl. She's still out there, and I want you to find her, and I need her dead.
$5 bills. 65, 70, 75.
Thanks for coming to my office. I have good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you a raise.
Cool.
Every 30 minutes, you are going to get a small bag from a variety pack of chips of your choosing. Now, that's every 30 minutes of the day.
Lays.
Whatever you like.
I couldn't help but overhear. You must have done something right, Smarty Pants.
Lays.
Lays is an option.
Ruffles.
Fritos.
Kettle?
There's no kettle.
Okay.
We're not made of money.
Baby, what's all these chips?
Lays, Ruffles, Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos.
I see
the classic five.
Honey, none of this is going to pay the bills, all right?
Have some chips.
Can you get that? I'm washing the dishes.
Can you get it?
Oh, God. Hello?
I'm here to collect the bills.
One second. It's the bill person. We don't have any money.
Give him a bag of chips.
Would you take these Fritos?
No,
not the Fritos.
What do you mean not the Fritos?
Not the Fritos. Those are mine.
They're the best chips.
They're in my hand. I took them. She offered.
Thank you.
I'm also going to need $570.
$570?
That's very reasonable.
Oh, my God.
Stop crying, man.
He only makes $11 an hour. You know, he takes...
No, I don't anymore, babe. I get paid in chips now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, welcome to my office. Now, you're the one who walks around the office saying work, work, work all the time.
Yeah, I've been doing a really good job. I got a broken collarbone and a lot of lacerations.
I have some bad news for you.
Yeah?
Bad news for you. You are now going to be making less hourly than you were previously.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it over here.
But I'm the most productive member of the team.
What does productive mean to you?
It means that I got the most screws into pipes and it's...
and therein lies the problem.
What? I have a positive attitude.
That's a bummer.
I bring the morale up.
Get this.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour,
okay,
when you're making money.
Yeah, $11.
Yeah. What? He will you be making less than that. We're going to be removing the pocket change he currently has.
Wait, I need this change to get home on the bus.
I know.
I'm so sad to hear that. Wait. Well, hang in there.
No.
All right. Where are you going to?
I'm going back to 5th and Main Street.
You're
going to
need some change for that ride.
I don't have any change. I just got the last.
You don't have any change. Get them off the back.
Oh, hold on. Do you got any chips or anything like that?
No, the only thing I have is these.
Can I get on the bus? So I don't have any change out there, but my husband, he was a lawyer. He was killed today in a computer.
Boo-hoo. Move.
Whoa, is that an elf?
No.
Are you one of Santa's elves?
I'm not an elf. I'm a little person.
What? No, but you have jingles on your... Choose.
Okay, now we're getting into problematic territory.
All right. Listen, I just really need to take this. I bus home every day.
I take
day.
A job at the mall.
Okay.
And I feel like shit about it. So do we want to keep talking about it?
My husband was killed in an internet cafe.
It's holiday seasonal work.
Just bus moving in that.
Hey, hold on. Just get
you know, I have a degree.
How about I just hang onto the back of the bus and you just drag me? Is that fair?
You don't have to ask to do that. Just do it.
Okay, just don't.
You ever hung onto the back of a bus before?
Today's the first time. Is this normal?
No, it's my first time too.
Oh, it is?
I just got to Gainesville, you know, earlier this week. Yeah.
I was really hoping for some tips. I feel like my knees are really raw.
No, I've done it before. I can tie some tips.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Now you're going to keep your legs loose. You're going to want to keep your eyes closed. You're going to want to keep your tongue inside your mouth because, honestly, the jostling, the biggest thing, that's not what you think. That's the biggest thing that's the problem is biting your tongue off.
Oh, that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Here we go!
Sam, you touched my butt. You touched under my shirt. I don't understand why you're not happier.
You don't talk to me? You don't talk to me.
I let you touch me where I tell you.
How
you
about
can.
You touch me with your tongue in a way that it's a word that you're using to get to my heart?
Not in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Not in Gainesville, Sam.
Or maybe that's a you problem.
And maybe that's a me problem. So good luck flying the
maybe
plane.
Maybe that's a meat problem.
Maybe that's a meat up problem.
Maybe that's a meeps problem.
Maybe I knew a man once named Stephen.Amoebus. And maybe I'm in love with him. And maybe if you found him, maybe you and I could talk. Until then,
wait, I gotta find him.
Until then,
you want me
touch
to find
my butt
this?
And be happy.
Do you guys want more garlic bread?
Yeah,
no,
we'll take
we're
more
done.
Bread. Oh, interesting.
I got mixed messages there.
All right, well, when you were touching that garlic bread, your hands were kind of burning. So is that all right? Is the garlic bread hot?
It's not too hot, and okay. I'm sorry you saw me touching it.
All right.
Fine. You have blisters all your hands.
It's a separate blister incident. The bread is
you're a vampire.
No, I'm not.
You're a vampire. You got a whole vampire.
No, I'm not.
You got
no,
a vampire
I'm not.
Vibe.
You take it back.
Sam.
No, no, I don't mind.
Excuse me. Is it not, if it's not too much trouble, I'd love to get a drink to my, you know, my, to
are
my
you
seat.
Okay?
No, I'm sorry. I was in a Target in Minnesota that got attacked by an alien
oh
animal.
My God.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I heard about it.
Was, my aunt lives there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Deb? What?
Deb? I yep. know Deb, yeah.
You don't know Deb.
I do know Deb.
Wait, Jim?
Jim. Yeah, I'm Jim.
I've heard of you, the
oh,
pharmacist,
no.
famous
yeah.
pharmacist.
Yeah, but you got to have a slip from the doctor, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it
okay.
works.
Okay,
did you
I wasn't
want to drink
to
your
pills.
Seat or?
Yeah, I drink to my seat.
Okay,
yeah.
And did anyone want more garlic bread? I brought enough for the whole plane.
I don't think anyone should have it. You're a vampire?
I'm not a vampire. I wouldn't make garlic bread if I was a vampire genius.
Well, that's just one way to pass. You know what I mean? That's one way for you to be like, oh.
No, that's a main way to pass. And a garlic,
well,
if you
made some for the whole plane, you know, I'd take some off your hands. You
absolutely.
Know.
Any front of dibs, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm touching it.
Oh, my wife used to make garlic bread. And
what happened?
Where
is she?
5 years, right?
Oh, she's dead now. Oh. Yeah, she you passed. Know? And then Prince passed. It's been a hard, you yeah. know, time.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Did you want wine?
Well, you know, I don't want to be too much trouble, but
it's not trouble. You want wine?
Sure.
Want a little whiskey?
I'll take a little whiskey.
Do you want me to mix them together? How do you want it?
No, whiskey with wine sounds
whiskey
good.
Whiskey with wine? Apple juice?
Yeah, a little apple juice and whiskey uh-huh. and wine. That sounds good.
You want me to shake it up or do you want
to?
No,
just
all?
Shake it up. That sounds good.
Okay, I can yeah. do that. I can do that. Not a problem. Not a problem. Do you want a napkin?
No, no. I don't want to trouble you. No.
Pretzels?
What's that?
Pretzels?
Stroop waffle? He's got Stroop waffle.
Hey, Sammy, hand me a pipe with a screw in it, please. Hand me the pipe with a screw in it.
Okay, yes, the pipe with a screw in it.
All right, here we go. All go. Right, and one, two, three. Ah, oh, God damn it. Ah, oh, God damn it. I cut my hand off. Yeah, this pipe, the screw in the pipe wasn't screw tight enough. Who the hell made this?
I don't know. It says it's from, Mike's Plumbing.
Mike's Plumbing?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Let's get down there.
Mike's.
Yeah, hey, is this Mike?
No, this is Ted.
Can I talk to Mike?
There is no Mike. It's just a...
Why is it called Mike's Plumbing?
It's just a, you know, it's a logo thing.
Yeah, we had an accident. One of my guys lost his hand.
Okay.
So,
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm in Gainesville now.
Right.
I took a couple of pesticide pills.
Okay.
And I'm loaded with poison, and my doctor told me to turn my pain into art. So, you know, right? Yeah. I'm being dragged behind a bus in Gainesville right now. There's an alien animal chasing after me.
And that's our show for today. Oh, my. We'll get back on the rails next week. And for now, let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Vanessa Ragland.
Hi.
DynastyTypewriter.com.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a great theater, and I can't wait to get
you.
Back there. Upcoming shows, go to the calendar.
Go to the calendar. Go to the website. Yeah. Go to the Instagram, all Dynasty Typewriter.
Is the cotton candy...
Owl's Beard's getting back in action.
Oh, good, 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 good. James Heaney?
TheRealJamesHeaney.com is where you can find some stuff from me.
All righty, and that's where we'll go. Chris Alvarado?
At Chris Alvarado.
Oh, he's simple enough. And Mr. Craig Kukowski?
The Craigslist podcast is back. We were on hiatus for a while, but we're now in my top 10 movies, and you can follow us at CraigslistPcast on Twitter.
And Joey Greer?
At Jebby Greber on Instagram, and check out my album, Good Night, on Spotify or iTunes.
Woo!
Let's thank our engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain!
iHeartMedia.
Burrito!
I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
Alchemy This!